The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The Cincinnati Zoo was founded in 1873 by German immigrant and industrialist Andrew Erkenbrecher, who made his fortune in early icebox refrigeration. Using even then legendary German engineering, he was the man who developed cryopreservation, which is a big part of how, a century later, the Cincinnati Zoo was the first to develop a frozen zoo and to play a leading role in assisted reproduction of endangered species. And all that led to Dr. Christian Schmidt, Director Emeritus of the Frankfurt Zoo, coming to town last week to deliver the frozen eggs of a rare Bavarian hybrid creature known as the Wolperdinger. Now, Bavarian folklore tells of a Wolperdinger, but it is a real animal inhabiting the alpine forests of Germany, not just a mashup of different species that blended in the liquid nitrogen tank. The most widespread description portrays the Wolperdinger as having the head of a rabbit, the body of a squirrel, the antlers of a deer, the wings of a pheasant, and the fangs of a bat. Once the litter is born, security will be ultra-tight on the Cincinnati Zoo's Wolperdingers, because controlling a global outbreak of this species would be next to impossible.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.